In Kenya, the government has ordered a full lockdown, and those rules will be enforced by security forces if needed. But many people are still walking the streets, and some ask, is this really necessary in a region with so many other threats? NPR's Eder Peralta reports.
In this time of coronavirus, I meet Samuel Mangera in an empty hotel bar. He sits way across the table from me. I'm thinking the millions of coronavirus particles released in a sneeze or a cough won't make it all the way here. He unlocks his phone and begins to read his Facebook post.
This is an open letter. Dear coronavirus, welcome to Kenya.
Kenya has so far reported 25 cases of COVID-19. They've ordered a lockdown and have asked people to stay home indefinitely.
A few things you should know. Here we don't die of flu. Don't be surprised if you fail to succeed. Everything fails in Kenya.
Mangera, a college student who acts and writes, reacted by writing this poem on Facebook. Kenya is not excited to host coronavirus, he writes. The locust, the biggest infestation in 75 years, got here first.
We also cannot afford to pay you too much attention because we are really, really broke.
I look at him. He's a slim guy with a wry smile, and tell him, while this is funny, it's also really sad. He says that's what he wanted to capture, the humor you have to live in this tougher place.
These things come and go. We just have to accept.
Even without coronavirus, death is everywhere here. The roads are filled with these station wagons. They're called proboxes. In Japan, they were recalled by the manufacturer for being dangerous. But here, proboxes provide essential transport.
Here in Kenya, we survive by probox. You will get 15 people bundled in the same probox.
So the same thing that is just killing people in other places, here, it's a way of life.
It's more of a way of life because we don't have an alternative.
Samuel Mangera turns back to his phone. His open letter to coronavirus is full of bravado, but it is also an admission of deep vulnerability.
We are more likely to die of a cholera attack than to be killed by you. For us, every day is a run escape from death. We are the walking dead.
As he reads, I overhear the only other customer here talking about the coronavirus. Kenyans live hand to mouth. How will they stay home? How will they survive this lockdown? But death, Mangera reads, it can befall Kenyans anytime.
And we are not scared. If it comes, let it come. Why worry over what we can't control? Everything dies, right? Even you, Corona, will die.
Even you, Corona, will die. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.